Today's daf is Sanhedrin daf Kuf Yud Aleph, and we are at the Mishnah in the middle of daf Kuf Yud Amud Beis. But before we begin, I want to say that today's daf is being learned Le'ilu Nishmas Baruch Dov Ben Ramosha Chayev, my brother-in-law Baruch Weidra. Today's his ninth yahrzeit. It's very befitting. We're learning Perek Chelek, the Perek that talks about Olam Haba, Tchias HaMesim, the Olam HaNeshamos. It's amazing. Neshama have an aliyah, and Beit Hashem, we'll talk a little bit more about him during the daf, but for now, let's begin the Mishnah. So we're discussing certain doiros, she'ein lem chelek l'olam haba. We mentioned the Dora Mabel, the Dora Flogo, the Anshe Sedoim, the Meraglin, the Adas Koirach, and the Dor HaMidbar. And now we have another Mishnah. Aseres HaShvatim einon asidim lachzor. The Aseres HaShvatim, the northern part of Eretz Yisrael, that was taken into exile by Shalmaneser, Melech, Ashur, never heard from again, says the Mishnah, Eino nasidim lachzor. They're never going to come back. Meaning when Mashiach comes, Ba'achas Hayomim, Tchias HaMesim, the Aseres HaShvatim will not be part of Eretz Yisrael. Shenema Vayashlichem al Eretz Acheretz Kayem Azeh. This pasuk is in Parshas Nitzavim. And after the Olos and the Klolos that I mentioned in Parshas Nitzavim, the pasuk over there says that if the Yidden are going to do Averos, Vayitshem Hashem Eyal Admasim, Hashem is going to come and take the people from their land, Ba'af Uvechemo V'Ketzev Godol, Vayashlichem al Eretz Acheretz Kayem Azeh. And they're going to be taken to another land, Kayem Azeh, says the Gemara, just like the day comes and it never comes back, so too the Aseres HaShvatim, they're going to be taken into Golis and they're never going to return. Divrei Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Eliezer says, Kayoy Mazeh. No, I choose to darshan this pasuk a little bit differently. I think the Aseres HaShvatim are like the day, but Mayoy Mafalu Meir, just like the day is day, and then it becomes night, but then it becomes day again. The sun comes out the next day. Af Aseres HaShvatim, Sha'afelu Lahem. So too the Aseres HaShvatim that are in exile, so that right now for them it's dark, but Kach Asida Lahoyer Lahem, they are going to have Tikva La'asud Lovi. Sok Tegumar Tanu Rabon, and Aseres HaShvatim, Inlam Chelik Leilam Abot, Shenemar, Vayitshem Hashem Me'al Admasam, Ba'af Uvechema Uveketzev Godel. Vayitshem Hashem Me'al Admasam, Ba'ilam Azeh, Vayishrich Malarus Acheres, Leilam Abot, Dibir Rabbi Akiva, Rishim Ben Yehuda, Ishkvar Akur Im Mishum Rab Shimin, Immasim Kayemaze, if their Maisim are like the day, which Rashi says means they don't do tshuva in Im Chayzrim, then they're not going to come back, be Moisa Mashiach. But the Im Lav, if not, Chayz Rebbe Yoim, Rebbe says, Boim Heim Lo Ilum Abo, Shenemar Bayoim Ahu, Yitoka, Beshoifor Godo, Uvo, Ho Oivdim Beeretz Ashur, Vahanidochim Beeretz Mitzrayim, Vishtachavu Lashem Bahara Kodesh. So the pasuk is describing the oivdim that are coming from Eretz Ashur. Now the Aseres HaShvatim weren't taken to Eretz Ashur, but they were taken into Golas by the Melech of Ashur. So says the Gemara, this pasuk is referring to the Aseres HaShvatim. And what does it say? That's when Mashiach is going to come, and the oivdim be'eretz Ashur, meaning the Aseres HaShvatim and the nidochim be'eretz Mitzrayim, are going to come back. In other words, the Aseres HaShvatim are going to come back. So again, we have a machloikis, Rabbi Akiva and other Tanoim, whether the Aseres HaShvatim are going to have a chelek in Olam Haba. The same exact machloikis that we had regarding the Das Koirach, and we had regarding the Dor HaMidbar, we have regarding Aseres HaShvatim. In all three places, Rabbi Akiva took on a very stringent position, where Rabbi Akiva said, the Dor HaMidbar, the Aseres HaShvatim, ain't lohem chelek l'olam haba. Rabbi Eliezer, other Tanam argued, they said, no, I think we could darshan a little bit differently. Says the Gemara, Omer Rabbe Bar Bachan, Omer Rabbi Yechanan. So Rabbi Yechanan made the same exact comment on this Gemara. He said, Shofku Rabbi Akiva l'chassidusa. I don't understand why Rabbi Akiva left his position the way you would have thought Rabbi Akiva would have looked at the situation. You would think Rabbi Akiva the Chassid would have found a way to give the Aseres HaShvatim hope so that they would be part of the world to come. Shenemar, what could Rabbi Akiva have darshan? He could have darshan the pasuk that says, Holich v'karoses hadvarim me'ilat tzafoino, v'amarto shuva mishuva Yisrael no'um Hashem. Come back Meshuva Yisrael, the Yidden that did Averis. Loi apil ponai bochem. I will not be angry at you forever. Ki chosid anino Hashem. Loi etar la'olam. I won't store this anger forever. Either way, Rabbi Akiva, who's a chosid, could have darshed it. He could have spun the situation differently. And surprisingly, said Rabbi Yochanan, it's Rabbi Akiva, who's the one that excommunicates the Aseres Hashpatim forever. Says the Gemara, my chasidus say, where do you find, where's this precedence that you see that Rabbi Akiva was a chosid specifically when it comes to the sugya of Olam Haba? The Tanya we learned in a Braisa, Ketanei b'nei Risha Yisrael einam bon l'Olam Haba. Ketanim, children of Rishayim, aren't going to go to Olam Haba. So there's a concept of Ve'elu she'en lam chelik l'Olam Haba. What about their children? What if this person himself, who doesn't have a chelik in Olam Haba, he's an apikoyres, his children that are ketanim, that have no bechir yet, they weren't bar mitzvah yet, are they too not going to have a chelik in Olam Haba? Or maybe they will have a chelik in Olam Haba. So the Braisa says, Ketani b'nei Rishi Yisrael, Einam bon l'Olam Haba. Shana marki, Hine ayoyim ba boyer ketaner, V'hoyu kol zeydim v'chol oysa risha kash. All the averis are going to, all the risham are going to be like straw. V'liat oysam hayoyim haba omer Hashem tzvokes. And the day itself is going to burn them like a fire. Asher lo yazov lehem, and it's going to burn them in a way that they're not going to have shoyresh v'onof. Shoyresh b'olam hazeh v'onof l'olam haba. The Rabbi Gamliel. So Rabbi Gamliel teached that shoyresh va'anof of the Risham is referring to their tzaddik, to the children. And we're saying that the children aren't going to have olam hazeh, and they're not going to have olam haba. So you say that the ketanim, b'nei Risha Yisrael, einam bon la'olam haba. But Rabbi Akiva argued. He said, boim heim la'olam haba. The ketanim, even of Risham, are going to merit olam haba. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, shoyre psoyim Hashem. And listen to Rabbi Akiva's drosha. Shekin koyre bekraki hayam li'yanuka pasya. Rabbi Akiva found some foreign language where the interpretation of a child, they use the word pasya. Say he now darshan shomer psoyim Hashem, not psoyim as in Lashon Kodesh, but psoyim as in some foreign language. It means a child, David is going to watch them. So you see that these ketanim are going to merit a chelik in Olam Haba. And he had another pasuk, a pasuk in Daniel that's describing Nebuchadnezzar's dream. So Nebuchadnezzar sees a dream where there's a big tree and it gets chopped down, but the roots themselves aren't taken out. Goydu ilana, the tree was chopped down. The chablui, it was destroyed. Bram, stating that, ikur sharshoi ba'arishvuku, but the roots were kept in the ground. And it was meant to be a message to Nebuchadnezzar that he himself, he was the tree, he was going to lose his kingdom, but his children, the roots, were going to maintain the kingdom. So you see from there clearly that there's this concept that even though Nebuchadnezzar is being punished, but his son, Evel Meroidech, and his grandson, Balshetzar, they themselves wouldn't be punished. He's being punished. The teretz is, we're not going to punish the children even for the sins of the father. So Rabbi Akiva said that I disagree. The ketanim of Rishayim are going to have a chelik in Olam Haba. The Elamani Mekayim said, Rabbi Akiva, what am I going to do with Rabbi Gamliel's pasuk, where it talks about the Rishayim and it says, lo yazliv lehem shoyresh va'anov. What it means is, shelo yaniach lehem lo yimitzvah v'lo yishayurei mitzvah. We're not talking about Eila told us noyach, so to speak, as in Shem Chom the office. We're talking about Eila told us noyach as in his Maisim Tovim. So too, we're talking about the Maisim Rotin of the Rishayim. That's the Shoyresh. That's the Anof. That's the Toldos over here. And Hashem is going to make sure that by the time they come to Olam Haba, they're going to have no mitzvahs to speak of anymore, because they're going to get all their Schar Mitzvah b'Olam Hazeh. Davar Acher, alternatively, Shoyresh Zun Neshama, the Anof Zeh HaGof. Avol Ketani B'nei Rishi Ovdei Kechavim. But as it relates to the Ketanim of Rishayim Ovdei Kechavim, Divrei HaKoel, everybody agrees. Meaning, being that there is a manda amar that holds that Oivdei Kechavim could have a chelik in Olam Haba, it's Shitas Rabbi Yeshua earlier in Perek Chelik, it's also the Rambam's Psak in the end of the 8th Perek of Hilchas Malachim. So you would have thought that maybe Rabbi Akiva, who said that the Ketanim of Rishayim Yisraelim are going to have a chelik in Olam Haba, maybe the Ketanim of Rishay Oivdei Kechavim will also have a chelik in Olam Haba. Zok the Gemara, no. Rabbi Akiva over here agreed to Rabbi Gamliel, and he says, Divrei HaKoel, Ein Boyim La'olam Haba. How do I know that? That there's going to be no Zecher of the Rishayim. The point is, the Rishayim are going to be completely wiped out. So before we go weiter, more on this note. So the Gemara says that Rabbi Akiva, surprisingly, was the man do Amar who holds that the Dara Midbar has no chelik in Olam Haba, and who holds that the Aseres HaShvatim don't have a chelik in Olam Haba either. And Rabbi Yochanan commented, three times in the Gemara. Shofka Rabbi Akiva lechasiduse. Rabbi Akiva walked away from what you would have thought would have been his position. He would have been a chas. And the Gemara said, my chasiduse. We have a makar where in the sugya of Olam Haba itself, Rabbi Akiva says that the ketanim of Rishaim do have a chelik in Olam Haba, whereas other tanaim, Rabbi Gamliel, for example, argue. So says the Gemara, it's a chiddush. Rabbi Akiva would have seen it differently. So the Ben Yayada says a dover nifla. He says, what's this shafke chasiduse Rabbi Akiva? Rabbi Akiva, you would have thought, wouldn't have seen it this way. He tells through the Mishnah, a Mishnah that we all know, the Mesechtes Yuma, Daf Pehe Amid Bez. The Mishnah says, Omer Rabbi Akiva, Ashrechem Yisrael, Lefnei mi atem etarim, Umi metar eschem. Avichem Sheba Shemayim. So Rabbi Akiva said, Ashrechem Yisrael, the Yidden are so lucky, because if a Yid does an Aveiro, and he now wants to be purified from his Aveiro, who purifies him? Avichem Sheba Shemayim. How does he know that? How did Rabbi Akiva know that? Shenema v'zorakti aleichem mayim tohoirim utaharten. Va'oimer mitveh Yisrael Hashem. Ma mikveh metares atmeyim. Af HaKadosh Baruch Hu metares Yisrael. So Rabbi Akiva said, Ashrechem Yisrael, that the Yidden are so lucky. Says the Ben Yoyada, let's be medayek l'shoynei hazov shal Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva said, Ashrechem Yisrael, lefnei mi atem metarem umi metar eschem avichem sheba shamayim. Says the Ben Yoyada, you know what Rabbi Akiva was so excited about? He was excited that the relationship that a Yid, even a Yid that does Averis, has to his father, is that has to Hashem, is that Hashem is his father. He's being metar lefnei avichem sheba shamayim. And if a person sees that Hashem is his father, he knows he's in good hands. Because it doesn't matter how bad the Averis he does is, at the end of the day, a father is always going to be Karachim of Abanim. A father is always going to take care of him. So said the Ben Yoyada, that if Rabbi Akiva took the perspective that even when a person does an Avera, HaKadosh Baruch to him is like a father to a son, there's no such thing that a father would take his son, throw him out of the house. It can't be. Even if the punishment is going to be very harsh, it's going to be very terrible. But to tell me that the Dor HaMidbar, who were punished by Hashem, father wouldn't do that. And to tell me that the Aseres HaShvatim, who were punished for Avodah Zarah for good reasons, but they're not even going to have a chelik in Olam Haba, he said a father would never do that. And if Rabbi Akiva said, Ashrechem Yisrael, because lefnei mi atem etarim, lefnei avichem sheba shamayim, it doesn't stem. And that's what bothered him. Says the Ben Yoyada, this passes more for a master to an Eved. He throws him out, you're fired, and you're never going to be hired again. I hear. But to tell me that a father would do that to a son, that's very difficult to understand. He's Mitzayan, Avart, that we've spoken about many times with the Bnei Yisaskar. Bnei Yisaskar brings from the Chidah that Alpi Kabbalah, a Yid could do tshuva, but a guy doesn't have the same Kayach HaTshuva. He says, what's the Pshat? He says, because Yidin Abonim to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Umay Sa'olam are only Avadim. Ha'av shemachal al kvoidoi, kvoidoi machal. But melech shemachal al kvoidoi, ain't kvoidoi machal. So our relationship to Hashem is like a father to a son. A father could be meichal al kvoidoi. And not only could he be meichal al kvoidoi, he usually will be meichal al kvoidoi. So says the Ben Yoyada, that that's what was bothering Rabbi Yochanan. That Rabbi Akiva, who always took this position of Ashrechem Yisrael, lefnei avichem sheba shemayim, how's it possible how you're talking that the same Rabbi Akiva would eternally excommunicate these chalakim of Eretz Yisrael? We don't have a good answer. The Gemara doesn't say why Rabbi Akiva did it. It's taka very, very big chiddush, but I'll call upon him just to be moisef a little beer in terms of what it meant when the Gemara said chasidusid Rabbi Akiva. So the Gemara right there. So we mentioned over here the ketanim of Rishon, whether they're going to have a chelik in Olam Haba. So the Gemara digresses for a moment and discusses ketanim as it relates to them entering Olam Haba. Itmar, katan me'imas ha'ibo l'olam haba. If a child, lo'yaleinu, dies, at what point do you say that despite the fact that he never became bar mitzvah, so he never really was able to do mitzvahs in the sense that he was a mitzvah boy, so still he's going to enter Olam Haba. Now the Ran speaks out that we mentioned right in the beginning of Perek Chelek, and it was one of the themes, and that is a big machlokes Rishonim, the Rambam and other Rishonim. When we say Olam Haba and Perek Chelek, what are we referring to? Are we referring to the Olam HaNeshamos, which is where a person goes after he dies, or referring to Olam Haba, the world that's going to come after the year 6000, Lachat Chiyas Ameis? Most Rishonim say that Olam Haba means the Olam HaTchiyah. The Rambam seems to be the Das Yachid who holds that it's Olam HaNeshamos. But says the Ran and other Rishonim, in this Gemara Kuli Amaloi Pligi, we're discussing the Olam HaTchiyah. As it relates to the Olam HaNeshamos, of course the cotton goes to the Olam HaNeshamos. That's not the discussion. The discussion is the Olam HaTchiyah, Lachat Chiyas Ameisim, that Olam Haba, Me'im HaSaibah, Olam Haba, Reb Chiyah, Reb Shem, Reb Chadam, one said, Mishash,
As soon as he's born, a child is born, he's Yotzal Avra Olam. If that child dies, he's going to enter Olam Abba. V'chad Amar, Mishosha Siper. No, it's only once the child is old enough that it's able to talk. Ravina said a third pshat. Mishosha Nizra. As soon as the child is conceived, in other words, even if the child was never born, even if the child died as an Uber, the child was miscarried, even that child is going to enter Olam Haba. Dechsev Zera Yavdenu. Rav Nachman by Yitzchak Omar, Mishosha Nimoil. Dechsev Oni Ani Vigoyveya Minoar, Nososi Eimecho Afuna. Tana Mishum Rameir, a fifth pshat, Mishosha Yoimar Omen. From the time it says Omen, Shenema Pischu Shaorim, Viyavai Goy Tzadik, Shoimer Emunim, Al Tikri Shoimer Emunim, Elo, Sheoimer Omen. My Omen, what does Omen mean? Omer Abchanino, we all know this, Kael, Melech, Nemon. Hashem is Kael, he's our God, Melech, he's a king, Nemon, he's trustworthy. He's a trustworthy king. He's a neman mekamen gleib enough from vart. But either way, see, so you have five pshatim over here. Katam me'emasai bat la'olam haba. Mishosha noilad. Mishosha siper, for when he starts talking. Mishosha nizra, for when the child is conceived. Mishosha nimal, from the time that the child has a bris milah. And mishosha yoimer amin. So just a few. What's that? Right. Yeah, it's different on the Amen. It's just a few ha'aris, working backwards. The last pshat was Mishosha Yoimar Amen. The Ramah in Hilchas Tefillah, in Siman Kuf Chav Dalet, says, V'yilameid bonav ha'ktanim shuyanu Amen. A father should be mechanech his children, ktanim, that they should say Amen. Ki miyad she'atinek oinei Amen, yesh lo'i chelek lo'olam haba. Because if a child says Amen, he for sure has a chelek lo'olam haba. What's the makar, says the Goyen? This Gemara right here. He says, take a look at Sanhedrin, Daf Kuf Yud Amid Beis. There was a man that said, it's Mishah Shenimoil. The Mechaber in Hilchas Milo, it's Simen Reish Samech Gimel Sivkot Nhei. Tino Ikshemes Koidim Sheyagi Elioiz Ben Shmoino. If a child, a boy, dies before he's 8 days old, Molin Oisai Al Kivroi, Betsurai Bekano. So they do a Bris Milo at the gravesite. They ain't mevorchen ala mila, they don't make a bracha. Avul mesimen lo yishem lezecher, shirachmu min ha-shamayim, v'yichya b'tchias ha-mesim. They make sure to give it a bris mila, because if it has a bris mila, it's going to come back to life. B'tchias ha-mesim. Says the guy, what's the makar? Our Gemara. Perik Chelek, Sanhedrin, Daf Kuf Yud Amid Beis. It's a Mefurash Gemara. Where the Gemara says, according to one man da Amar, it's Mishosha Nimal. That's the time. There was another man da Amar that said, Mishosha Sipar. I saw the Ian Yaakov. Ian Yaakov, again, that was the Shvus Yaakov, says in Mesechtis, says on his Ein Yaakov right here, he tells to the Gemara Mesechtis Sukkah, Daf Mem Beis Amid Beis. Koten Hei Adel in Anea Chai Beluluf. Lesatev Chai Betzitzis. Lishmer Tfilin, Oviv Lekech Le Tfilin. Yodei Ledaber, once a child knows how to speak, Oviv Loim Doi Torah. His father should teach him Torah and Kriyashma. What's Torah? Torah Tziv Alonu Moshe, Mayrosha, Kihilas Yaakov. So as soon as a child learns to speak, a father's supposed to teach him Torah. Says the Ein Yaakov, why? Because one man, the Amar, says that when is a Koten Zaycha Toil Mabah Mishasha Siper? What does that do with Shosha Siper? When he starts talking, when he starts blabbing, that's not what it is. It's when he starts learning Torah. So that's why Koten Eyadeh Ledaber, Yechaperayim, right away you teach him Torah. Because the second he utters a word of Torah, at this point, he's already Ben Olam Haba. But there was another man, Ba'amar, that said Mishosha Noilad. And I saw a beautiful tzushta from the Margolis Hayam. So we're soon going to have to put away the Margolis Hayam. It's very sad. But I saw the Margolis Hayam, Yishtel Su, Gemara, a very well-known Gemara, but a not such well-known Rashi. In Mesechta Saita, Daf Yud Beis Amid Beis. The Gemara over there says, Vayelach Ishmi Beis Levi, Vayikach Is Basel, Vayichon Holach, Amra Abidu Bar Bzrino, Shaholach Batzaz Bit, Tan. We all know this Gemara. Amram Godel Ador Hoya. Amram was the Godel Ador. Kiven She, Omer Paroi Harosha, Kol Aben Hayilait Hayoiru Tashlichu. As soon as Paroi said that every boy that's born, you should throw him into the Nile. Omar, he said, L'shavanu Amelim, why are we having children? Omar, he got up, V'girish, and he divorced his wife. Amdu Kulan, everybody followed the Gadar Adar. V'girish, was the same. They too divorced their wives. Omar, like Bitoi, his daughter said, Abba, Koshek Zeyroschi, Yosem, Mishal Pare. Shepare, like Gazar, El Alaschorim, V'ato Gazarto, Alaschorim, V'alana Kevois. Pare, like Gazar, El Boilam Azeh. V'ato, But do you realize that your gzera number one affects girls and boys? Because if you're not going to have children, you're not going to have daughters either. But not just that, your gzera, even for the boys, is affecting Olam Haba, whereas Paris Gzeira is only taking away their Olam Hazeh. Zok Teil Gerashi, Elo Olam Hazeh, Shenoy Lodin, because according to Paris Gzeira, a child would be born, Umesim, and would die, be thrown immediately into the Nilus, but V'chayzim V'chayin Heim Olam Haba, but they can have Olam Haba, but Ata Yu Gazarta Ba Olam Hazeh Uba Olam Haba, Shekivan She'enam Neit Lodin, Enam Ba'am La Olam Haba. So it says the Margolis, yeah, in our Gemara, there's 5 days, but it's Soita Daf Yud Beis Amar Aleph, there's 1 day. It's a Mefurish Gemara, it's a Mefurish Rashi, that the second it's Yotza La'avra Olam, it's already Muftach Lo Yishu Ben Olam Haba. But I think there's just one very important caveat, again, above our pay grade, but one very obvious and very important caveat, and that is the Shtel Tzu, the well-known tshuva from the Noida B'Yehuda. It's in Yairi Deya, Tinyana, Simin, Kuf Samech Dalet. By tomorrow, we're going to be learning the Noida B'Yehuda on Eid Nishayat Yochel Azimah. So the Noida B'Yehuda, where the Shiloh was sent him, where there was a baby that was born, and it died immediately. They buried the baby. They never did Bris Milah. Now the Mechaber says, the Katchili is supposed to do Bris Milah. The question was, should they take the baby out of the kever, which is a Bezoyin Ames, and give the baby Bris Milah? So that's what the Noida B'Yehuda discusses, that doesn't really see what the point is, because having a Bris Milah is really about Cherdas Hadin. It's amazing he doesn't shtel su this Gemara, but it's all about, unless he held that's not the halacha, but it's about Cherdas Hadin, and there's no Cherdas Hadin for a child because the child is not a Bar Oinchin. Either way, one thing that he speaks out, one caveat is Ach lefi dasa mikubalim v'chein hiskimu kam amachakrim sheyesh gilgul neshamos im kein bechol katan shaya Cherdas Hadin al meisav begilgul rishon. So he throws in the caveat that this is all if you negate the whole concept of Gilgulim. But the moment you factor in the idea of a Gilgul, so a person's neshama, and I think I've heard that the Mekubalim say that today we're all Gilgulim. So if we're all Gilgulim, it doesn't matter if the person's a Katan or a Gadol, but in the Cheshbon of Gilgulim, Avada, all these neshamas, Yeshlam Chelek, La'olam Haba, either way, on that note.
Moshe Paskin, some of the Gemara that's from conception on Tshuva.
Really?
The Gemara in Saita could be the Israel also.
Right, right. Rashi's lost his name, but I'm not happy.
I didn't really think you wanted to die.
Ramosha.
Because it's from conception.
Half a fella. Zok the Gemara. Lechein hirchiva sha'el nafsha ufara fia livli choyk. Amarish lokish. What does this pasuk mean? So the pasuk says that sha'el, which is a synonym of gehenim, hirchiva nafsha, it had to expand itself to make room for people that are belichoik. So who is going to go to Gehenim? Who's going to go to Sheol? People that are belichoik. Amar ish lakish l'misha meshayir afilu choik echa. You know what it means? A person can keep kol ha'Torah kula, but he missed one choik, that person is going to go to Gehenim. Thus, Gehenim has to make room, because any person that missed one choik qualifies. Am Rabbi Yechon and said, "Loi nichal emarayu da'amr tulchachi." He says, "Rish Lakish, why are you talking that way?" El afilu loy lamad el chayk echa means just the opposite. A person can only learn one chayk. He can keep one mitzvah. That would be enough for him to be able to enter Olam Haba. It's interesting. Rabbi Yochanan was the one who was disappointed. He was the one who commented, Shavak Rabbi Akiva Chasidusa. Here Rabbi Yochanan l'shitasa tells Reish Lakish, Loi nichal emarayu da'amrit luhachi. El afilu loi lamad el chayk echa. Pasuk says, V'hoi b'chol ha'oretz v'ma Hashem kipish na'im ba yikarsu yigva'u v'hashlishish yivaser ba. Am Reish Lakish. One third of Klal Yisrael is going to survive. What it means is Shlishi Shal Shem. One third of Shem's third son is going to make it by Achris Hayama. Shem's third son was the Eltazeda of Avram Avinu. So when you say one third of Shem's third son, it means one third of two thirds of Klal Yisrael are going to die by Achris Hayama. Goy Gumagoy. Only one third is going to make it. Amalei Rabbi Yechanan. Rabbi Yechanan commented again. Why would you say that? You know what it means? It's talking about the third son of Noach, not the third son of Shem. The third son of Noach was Shem, but all of Shem's children are going to be zoicha to Olam Haba. All of the third son of Shem's grandchildren are going to come to Olam Haba. It's not a third of Zarei Shel Avraham. It's all of Zarei Shel Avraham. Kenoichi ba'alti b'chem v'lakachti yeschem echad meir u'shnayim mi'mishpach. Amar Reish Lakish, Reish Lakish said, Dvarim kichsavon. Literally, again, what does the pasuk say? Kenoichi ba'alti b'chem v'lakachti eschem, and I took you echad meir u'shnayim mi'mishpach. So Reish Lakish says, you want to know how many people ba'achris hayomim are going to survive? One from a city and two from a family. Amalei Rabbi Yechon, Rabbi Yechon, and said, Lei nichalei the marai, the amrit lohachi. Again, why are you saying this? Elaf echon meir mezakeh kolo ir kula, ushnaya mi mishpacha, Mizak in kol ha-mishpacha kula. Zok to Gemara Vaito on the same thing. Yosef Rav Kahana Kamei Rabbi Yosef Bekom Ha-Dvarim Tichsov Amalei, he said the same thing, the same pasuk where Rav Kahana was telling Rav, Ki anoichi ba'alti b'chem v'lokachti eschem echa mi'ir u'shnayim mi'mishpacha. He said, yeah, literally. You wonder how many survivors? It's like the Holocaust. It's going to be literally one person from a shtetl is going to survive. So Rav told him, Le'nichalei v'marayu da'amr lu'hachi el echa mi'ir mizak in kol ha-ir u'shnayim mi'mishpacha mizak in kol ha-mishpacha. So the Gemara says, when Rav Kahana was sitting in front of Rav at that time, Chazia d'kohai chayev reshe. He saw that his hair was looking really good. It was freshly washed. V'salik v'yosef kamei derav. Amaleise, he told him, the pasuk says, v'leitimotze be'eretz hachayim. What does that mean? Pashit, it meant to say that you're not going to merit Olam Haba. Amaleise, Rav Kahana turns to Rav and he tells him, me'lat kolaitisli. He says, why are you cursing me? Why are you telling me that? Amaleise, it's krokamina. I'm quoting a pasuk. Now, what I mean by the pasuk is not that you're going to have a chelik, not that you're not going to go to Olam Haba, but what I mean to say is lo yitimotzei toiro b'mi shemechaya atzmo aleha, that a person who indulges too much in Olam Hazeh, it could take away from his ability to shteig in toiro. If you look at Rashi, Rashi says, two lines from the top, left column, t'kochayef reishe, choyfef reishe, u'me'adein atzmoi, b'sha shahoyu lo yilu moi toiro. Rashi, it sounds a little bit like, it's not so much that he can't be me'adein atzmoi, but if it does it while he's learning, that's where it's an issue. Or while he could have been learning. Either way, Zok to Gemara, Tanya, Rav Simoy Oimer, Rav Simoy said, Nemo v'lekachti eschem lilom, v'nemar v'heveisi eschem. Makish yitzi osam yimitzrayim libi osam limitzrayim. So v'lekachti eschem lilom is the fourth of the Lashoyne Geula. Ve'eveisi eschem is the fifth. That's the Koychel Eliyo. V'lekachti eschem lilom is still talking about yitzias mitzrayim. Shouldn't say it means Maimed Har Sinai, but as the conclusion of Yitzias Mitzrayim, Ve'veisi Yaschem is referring to the Yidden entering Eretz Yisrael. So Makish Yitziasam Yimitzrayim LeYosam LaOretz. Said Rav Simoy, Ma BeYosam LaEretz Shnai Meshishim Riboy. Just like when the Yidden entered Eretz Yisrael, how many entered Eretz Yisrael? 2 out of 600,000. There was 600,000 Yidden that were in the Midbar, but how many of them actually entered? Yeshua ben Nun and Kalev ben Yefuna, af yitziyasam Mitzrayim. So too, when the Yidden left Mitzrayim, the 600,000 represented Shnayim Mishishim Riboy. So you want to know how many Yidden were actually in Mitzrayim? So we know v'chamushim. It was much more than that. The 600,000, each one represented 1/300,000, meaning it was 2 out of 600,000. Amar Rava, Rava said, "V'chein li yomais haMashiach, shenemar va'onso shama kimeine urel ukiyoy ma'loisa me'eretz Mitzrayim." When Mashiach's going to come, you know how many people are going to come. It's not aches me'ir. It's not shnayim mi'mishpacha. It's not one is going to be mezakeh the whole city. One's going to be mezakeh the whole mishpacha. But rather, it's going to be shnayim mishishim riboy for every 600,000. Two. Just like by Yitzias Mitzrayim, out of 600,000, it was only two. So too, the Yemois HaMashiach, it's going to be again, the Yeshua ben Nun and the Kalev ben Yefuna, so to speak. But other than that, everybody else is going to die. It's only going to be Shnayim Mishishamel. Now, first of all, whenever you talk about Shishim Riba, you just have to be mindful of the fact that, number one, Shevet Levi was in the Midbar, that not included in the 600,000. Additionally, it was only from the ages of 20 to 60. What about people that were younger, people that were older, people that were born in the Midbar? What about the Noshim? The women aren't included either. Another important Maariv Malkum is Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam, the Tais brings a Perek Yeshnoichlin that says that it's a mistake. People think that all the people between the age of 20 and 60 died in the Midbar. It's not true. There were 15,000 and change. That's Loshim Rabbeinu Tam. There were 15,000 of change of people between those ages that didn't die. Last year, Hashem had Rachmanis. But the bottom line is, this is the idea. So at first glance, it seems very daunting. It seems pretty scary. Not very optimistic. Stating that, is a very important Meshech Chachma. Meir Simcha and a classic Meshech Chachma in Parshas Ve'era on this pasuk. So he quotes the Gemara. Rav Sima Yoimer, Nemev l'kachti yeschem li la'am, v'nemev ve'yvesi yeschem, makish yitziyasem yimitzrayim l'bi yasal la'aretz. Ma bi yasal la'aretz, shnayim mitoich shishim riboy, af yitziyasem yimitzrayim, shnayim mitoich shishim riboy. Omar Rava v'chein li yimoysa Mashiach. Says Rav Meir Simcha, and you have to be Rav Meir Simcha to say this. Kavonas ha-maimer hazeh ha-mufliku. Just listen. All the miracles that Hashem performed, the Shvatim Gedolim, Asher Asa LeMitzrayim, the Eser Makis of Bekriyas Yamsuf, Shava was worth it. B'Shvil Sheyavoyu Shnayim Misamach Riboy Ela Matora Elokes.
For 2 out of 600,000 to reach the pinnacle and totally get it and reach Shlemus. Ukamosha calls that Sha'asa Bamidbar. Just like everything Hashem made in the Midbar. It was for two people that were going to live to tell the story. So too, in that same vein, Hashem is willing to perform all these miracles for everybody. Says Rav Meir Simcha, we have this Gemara wrong. The Gemara doesn't mean to say that only 2 out of 600,000 left Mitzrayim, and only 2 out of 600,000 are going to survive La'asa Lavai. What it means is that Hashem is willing to perform Oysas U'Moifsim even for two people. You would think, why would Hashem perform miracles if people don't get it? Doesn't matter. As long as 2 out of 600,000 get it, interesting idea. 2 out of 600,000, such as Yeshua ben Nun Kol B'Yefuna, for that in itself, it's kedai for Hashem to perform oisus u'mayfsim. Says Ramesh Chachma, if that's the case, this Gemara is not supposed to make you ungezetz. It's just the opposite. It's supposed to give you hope. L'chein lo yirapa yidei ha-maimen. A person that's a maimen, he shouldn't get weakened. B'roisoy, when he looks around and he says, ein mi sheroy ala matara lekes, rak yochid segula. It's fine. The yochid segula, fine. Him in itself, it's kedai the ganze geschäft. And as long as you have a gadol ador, which sounds like two gedolei ador, samach riba is always klal Yisrael. Yisrael is Rosh Tevis, yesh, shish, and riba oisiyas l'tayra. So as long as in the entirety of klal Yisrael, there's two people that are ru'uyim to see the nisim in a flies, in the schus of those two people, it's kedai the ganze maisa, and that's the tifkai. Not that 2 out of 600,000 are going to survive. Again, you have to be mashachachma to say something like this. But either way, that's what Rameir Simcha says. But we had here a Gemara, where the Gemara brought three psukim where Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish argued how to understand the pasuk. Rabbi Yochanan seemed to darshan the pasuk more favorably, and Reish Lakish took a more tough position. And the first one was a pasuk in Yeshaya Perikei. We cannot make a siyum on Sefer Yeshaya just from learning Perikei. The pasuk says Lochein herchiva Shaul nafsha upara feel the flea chayk, that Shaul Gehenim, widen your mouth, because yet anyone that's beli chayk is going to enter Gehenim. So Reish Lakish says, what does it mean that someone that's beli chayk goes to Gehenim? It means lemisha meshayra filu chayk echad. If a person did the entire Torah but he left out one chayk, you're going to Gehenna. Rabbi Yochanan said, why would you talk that way? Just the opposite. As long as a person was lomad one chayk, that in and of itself is going to be enough. Take a look at the Mashah. The Mashah has an arichas on this Gemara. And the Mashah is very bothered with Shitas Rabbi Yochanan. And he's especially bothered with Shitas Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish says that if a person keeps the whole Torah and he misses one chayk, he's not going to have Eilam Abba. What happened to Roiv Schuyos? Aren't you supposed to go Basirayt? And Rabbi Yechon as well. How is it possible that a person keeps one chayk and that in and of itself is going to be enough? So I saw in the Sefer Ein Elio from Rabbi Elio Shik, who was a Talmud of Rabbi Chaim Velazhin. We speak out from the Ein Elio a lot. See, he says a dover nifla to Seipshat. He says, the Mishnah says, Kol oisa mitzvah achas, mitivin lo. If a person does one mitzvah, mitivin lo. What does it mean, mitivin lo? He's going to get Olam Abba. Fake the Gemara. It's a Gemara Masechtas Kedushin. How's that possible? Shouldn't it be totally in whether it's roiv mitzvahs or roiv averos? Since when could a person do one mitzvah and mitivin lo? Says the Gemara, what it means is, kol ha'oisa mitzvah achas, yesera al schuyosa. If a person does one more mitzvah, not one mitzvah, one more mitzvah. So if at the end of the day, when we take the maznayim, and there's one more mitzvah than there is avera, as long as the scale is being tipped in favor of the mitzvahs, that in and of itself would be enough for the person to be mitivin lo. So it's not one mitzvah. Of course one mitzvah is not enough. What it means is one more mitzvah. Mitzvah, that's going to be mitivin lo. But the Yerushalmi says a different tense. Says the Yerushalmi, Om Rabbi Yosef Rabun. You know what it means? Kala oisa mitzvah achas mitivin lo. Mi she yiched lo mitzvah, a person that does a mitzvah, v'loi avar alea miyamav. If a person is miyachid a mitzvah, he makes this his mitzvah, and he's never over that mitzvah, That person, Mativan Loi, that person is going to be Muftach Loi, Shehu Ben Oilam Abba. I think the very obvious sushtel to this Yerushalmi is the Rambam, in Pirush HaMishnayos. The Rambam, Pirush HaMishnayos, in the end of Mesechtes Makis. So the Rambam is going on, the well-known Chazal, Rabbi Chanani Ben Akasha Oimer, Rotzah Kodesh Baruch Hu, Lezakis Es Yisrael, Lefiko Chir V'lam Torah, Mitzvah Shenemar, Hashem Chofi Suman Tzidka, Yagdol Torah V'yadar. And the Rambam asked the Rishonim's Kasha, Rotzah Kodesh Baruch Hu Lezakis Es Yisrael Lefichah Chirbel Hem Torah LeMitzvahs. If you'd ask me, Rotzah Kodesh Baruch Hu Lezakis Es Yisrael, so there wouldn't be a lot of mitzvahs. If you wouldn't have a lot of mitzvahs, it wouldn't be so complicated for a person to be able to enter Olam Haba. So what does it mean? Rotzah Kodesh Baruch Hu Lezakis Es Yisrael Lefichah Chirbel Hem Torah LeMitzvahs. Says the Rambam something that only the Rambam could say. The Rambam says that you see from here that a person doesn't have to keep all the mitzvahs in order to merit a portion of the world to come. What a person needs to do is one mitzvah, but he has to do it right. He has to do it betachlis hashleimus. And if a person does one mitzvah, but he does it betachlis hashleimus, that in and of itself will be enough for the person to enter the world to come. And the Rambam tells through the Gemara Masechtas Avodah Zarah, Daf Chesam and Aleph, where the Gemara says, Rabbi Chananya ben Tzadi met Rabbi Yosef ben Kisma, and in his famous encounter, he asks him, Ma ani l'chayo olam haba? He says, am I going to have a chelik in olam haba? So Rabbi Yosef ben Kisma told him, Klumbat maisel yotcha, did you ever do anything to merit a portion to the world to come? Amalei says, I'll tell you a story. He says, I'm a gabbai tztaka, and I once mixed up this money and that money. I gave it all to tztaka. Amalei, he told him, Imkei mechelkecho yehi chelki, umay gayrolcho yehi gayroli. Says the Rambam, what does it mean? What does it mean? What he meant was, Rabbi Yosef ben Kisma told Chanan, you want to know if you're going to have a chelik in the world to come? Did you do one mitzvah, betachlis hashleimus? And he said, yeah, I was a gabbai tztaka, and the mitzvah tztokah I did betachlis hashleimus. And if you do a mitzvah betachlis hashleimus, that's your ticket into the world to come. Says the Rambam, that's the Mishnah. Rotzah Kodesh Baruch Hu Lezakis Es Yisrael Lefichah Chirbelam Torah Mitzvahs. Being that all you need to do is one mitzvah, you just have to do it perfectly. If a person will do that mitzvah perfectly, he'll enter the world to come. So it's for that reason that Hashem gave him 613 mitzvahs, because like this he has more options, more opportunities to find one mitzvah that works to him, that he'll be able to do betachlis hashleimus. Says in Elio, half of a fella. What did Rabbi Yochanan say? Rabbi Yochanan said, "Afilu loy lamat ela chayk echad." If a person does chayk echad, even one mitzvah, that's going to be enough in order for him to enter olam haba. Says the Ein Elio, it's Rabbi Yochanan l'shitasai. Rabbi Yochanan wrote the Talmud Yerushalmi. How did the Yerushalmi answer that kasha? Kala isa mitzvah achas mitivin loy. What it means is, Mishe yiched loy mitzvah v'loy over alel miyomov. That's what Rabbi Yochanan meant when he said, afilu loy lamed elo chayk echad. Why the word chayk? Chayk is miloshen chayk v'loy yavar. This is my mitzvah. I do it. There's nothing that can get in my way. It's something that a person does. B'tachlisa, he does the daf every day. It doesn't matter. Rain, shine, he woke up late, he woke up, he's at a chasim, it doesn't matter. That's chayk. That's what it means. That's yoimi. Every single day. If a person is miyachid loy, if he's miyachid loy mitzvah, that he does chayk v'loyavar, it's v'loyavar alem miyamav. If a person does that, that's the same Rabbi Yochanan. He's going to be zaychah to go olam haba. Not one mitzvah. Of course one mitzvah, you can't go to olam. That's Marshal's kasha. For one mitzvah, you're going to go to olam haba. This is the same Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan, which is the Rambam Pirush HaMishnayos. It's Rabbi Chananya ben Tzradit. It's Ratzah Kodesh Baruch Levikach. Here bilam Torah LeMitzvahs. A person does one mitzvah, but b'derech chayk, as in chayk v'leyaver, in that schos, he's going to merit to enter a portion. He's going to merit to enter olam haba. I just wanted to say that I mentioned in the beginning, today's my brother-in-law's yahrzeit, Baruch Toiv ben Remoshe Chayim. So if anyone knew my brother-in-law, so at the end of his life, he suffered terrible, terrible yesurim, and there's no question he was yatsa nishmasa betahira. But the truth is that before he became sick, he was also on a very, very high madrig. He was a very, very special neshama. You know, sometimes people, they die young, and it's obvious, people that knew them, they could tell this person wasn't a pashut neshama. He wasn't a pashut neshama. And it's interesting that about 3 or 4 years before he passed away, he took upon himself that he wanted to be very makbid at making brachas. Brachas, that was his thing. And he would make brachas with unbelievable kavana, but not just that. He learned Hilchas Brachas, and he would call his Rav, and he would ask him Shailas in Hilchas Brachas. It was something that he wanted to do b'shleimus. Somebody spoke at his levaya and said that someone gave him a ride, someone that knew him, he said he was giving him a ride, and he wanted to eat a candy.
So he pulled over to the side of the road to make a shahakol near bedvari, and then he put the candy in his mouth. So he said, it's halach and shulchan aruch. You now let it be moving while you make a bracha. While you make a bracha. So he said, I'm driving a car. So he pulled over to the side of the road. Now, could be it's a chumrah, and the average person probably wouldn't be makdin in it, but this was a mitzvah that he was doing b'tachlis ashlemus. This was chayk v'layavar, and in tachlis ashlemus, it means you do it b'shlemus. And b'shlemus meant even such a chumrah, just like people have chumras when they bake matzahs, this was a chumrah. This chumrah was that he's moving, he's in a car, he's driving 75 miles an hour, so he pulled over to the side of the road, so he should be able to have the proper kavana. He should be able to, we just learned the Gemara. The Gemara says that when a person says amen, the Ramah says, take your children to say amen. So you see the kayach of amen, of brachas, as it relates to Olam Haba. Either way, my brother-in-law's name was Baruch, and he took upon himself to be Mekayim a mitzvah, b'tachlis hashlemus, the mitzvah of bracha, which as we see here, Rabbi Yochanan's memra, filu loy lomad el chayk echad. It was a gather of chayk v'layavah. Like Rabbi Chananya ben Tradian said, he was Mekayim the mitzvah of tztaka b'tachlis hashlemus. Brother-in-law was Mekayim it b'tachlis hashlemus. And taka yehi zichrei baruch. Either way, on that note, Zokta Gemara Vayit Netanyo, Omer Rabbi Loz Rabbi Yossi, a classic Gemara, Pamachas Nechnasti LaAlexandria Shel Mitzrayim. So Rabbi Loz Rabbi Yossi said, I was once in Alexandria. Matzasi Zokin Echad, I found an old man. Va'omar Li, and he told him, Boy Varacha Ma'asu Avoysei La'Avoysecha. He says, come with me. I want to show you what my Elta Zayd is, did to your Elta Zayd is. Mehem Tibuaya, some of them were drowned in the sea. Called Ben Hayiloid, Hayoira Tashlichu, Mehem Hargu Bacharev. Some of them were killed with a sword. Mehem Miyachu Beminyan. Some of them were crushed into the building. Micha. And it was because Moshe Rabbeinu saw all this going on that he was punished. Shenema. Hashem tells Moshe, I want you to go to Paroi. I want you to tell him, let my nation go. And what does Paroi do? The Jews, they're already thinking of getting out. They're escaping. They have already chaloimis of somehow being free men. They're obviously not working hard enough. So he says, Tichbado avoido al anoshim. So what did Moshe say? He goes back to Hashem with tainis. He says, he says, oh, do I miss the Ovis Lakdoshim? There were so many times that I revealed myself to the Ovis, but when I revealed myself to them, I revealed myself with the Kel Shakai. That was the Shem that I used. And they never questioned me. And they never asked me what my name is. That's, of course, in contrast to Moshe Rabbeinu, who questioned Hashem when he revealed himself for the first time at this Nah, and who is now questioning Hashem. I told Avram, I promised Avram Avinu Eretz Yisrael. Yet in the beginning of this week's parasha, when Sarah Imenu dies, and Avram Avinu needs to bury her, he couldn't find a place to bury her. Until he paid top dollar, full retail price, for a kever, for him to bury his wife. He didn't come to me with tainus. He didn't come to me and say, I don't understand. I thought it's my land. What happened to all those avtochis? What's going on? I thought I'm supposed to have everything. I told Yitzchak, I gave Yitzchak the same exact broch that he's going to get Eretz Yisrael. Picture of other mayim lishtois. Yet, when his avodim wanted to drink water, like matzu, they couldn't find water. Acha asu meriva. The fight broke out. Shenema meriva roya gror and roya Yitzchok. Leimer to rola mayim. V'lo hira hachami doisai. He had no tainas on me. Amar to li Yaakov. I told Yaakov. Oretz asher at ha-shoichav l'aluchot neno. Yet pikesh mokem lintoya oholoi. When it came time for him to pitch his tent. V'lo matzo. Acha konam b'meir ksita. Who'd he buy it from? Shechem. That's the prelude to the story of Dina. So you see that Yaakov Avinu has to buy land in Shechem. Avram Avinu has to buy the Maris Samach Pela. Yitzchak is fighting over water in Plishtim, which is part of Eretz Yisrael. So what's going on over here? V'lo hirach amidoisai. V'lo yomerli mashimecha. V'atu and you, Moshe, amartli mashimcha betchila. V'achshav atu oimerli v'hatzalo yitzalta esamcha. Atu sirah, Hashem tells Moshe, now you're going to see Ash'esel apari. V'lmechem is pari atu roi. You're going to see the mechom apari. V'yat roi, v'lmechem ish'lech achim alachim. But the war of the 31 kings, that he says you're not going to see. And that's the chaval al the avd of Mishtakhin. Of course, Rashi brings this right in the beginning of Parshas Ve'era. We all know this, that Moshe Rabbeinu questioned Hashem twice. First, when Hashem revealed himself to him by the snake, he said, Mashemecha. And then secondly, when things weren't going perfectly, things weren't going the way they were supposed to be going, Lo Mahariyosa Le Am
Hazeh, I heard once from Moshe Weinberger, he said that Moshe was very different than the Avos. The Avos all had challenges. Avraham Avinu grew up in the house of Terach, Yitzchak, waited many years until he had children. He had to contend with the brother Yishmael, Yaakov. His whole life was tzaris. Everything Yaakov went through with Dina, with Lavan, and with Yosef. The others understood that things don't come easy. That sometimes you think this is supposed to happen, and you hit a roadblock, and you go up, and then you fall down, and you go up, and then you fall down again. But Seifa covered Lava. Eventually, everything is going to work itself out. They were Maharacha Midosef Shal Kadosh Baruch Hu, because they understood from every aspect of their lives that life isn't just given to a person on a silver platter. And you can make progress and fall, and then you have to continue to make progress. And the setbacks, that's just the way life is. But Moshe Rabbeinu, when he was born, it was Nismalakala Bayis Oira. It was Oir. Immediately, everyone knew that this person was going to be Moshiach and Shal Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu, this is the first time he saw adversity. He thought Hashem is going to send him to go to Paray, and boom, everything is going to work out perfectly. Immediately, Paray is going to send you to Nana Mitzrayim. And suddenly, it's not working. So Moshe doesn't understand. He was quoting the Svarim HaKadoshim, the Tanya, etc. But either way, that's this Gemara right here that Rashi brings in the beginning of Parshas Vayera. But as mentioned, this is this week's Parsha. This week's Parsha, where Avram Avinu is promised, Kumes Alech Baris L'Arko L'Rachbo L'Chat Nena. Yet, when it comes time for Avram to bury Sarah, he has to handle with the Bnei Ches and with Ephraim. And apparently, it was considered a Madrega that Avram Avinu was able to do so and not question HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It was a Madrega. Because Shur HaSadin could have said that no, he has a right to argue. He could say, I understand, this is my land. Why do I suddenly have to fight for this? It's Yodua, Rabbi Yoina, on the Mishnah in Ovis, where the Mishnah says, Asorah Nisyoinis Nisnase Avram Avinu. So Rabbi Yoina goes through the list. He lists the 10 Nisyoinis of Avram Avinu. So these are the parashas that we just learned. It's Kedai to hear this Rabbi Yoina. Says Rabbi Yoina, I'll give you all 10 of them. The first one is when Nimrod threw Avram into the Kivshana Ish. The second one is the Tzivoy of Lech Lecha. The third one is Avram Avinu comes to Eretz Yisrael, and what happens? Vayirav ba'aretz. Haravi'i, the fourth one, is when Sarah was taken by Paray. The fifth one was the War of the Kings. The sixth one is when Avram Avinu was 99 years old, and Hashem told Avram to do Bris Milah. The seventh one is when Sarah was taken by Avimelech. The eighth one is Hagar and Yishmael. The ninth one, says Rabbeinu Yoina, is the Akedas Yitzchak. And what's the 10th one? I'll read it to you inside. Ha'asiri kfura sara. Shenema laikum esalich ba'aris la'arko l'rachba ki l'cha atinena. Ukishem esa ishtai. And when his wife died, loy matza makim l'kavra ad shakana v'loy hirer. Loy dia kamuchi basa shal Avram Avinu hayu menaseu l'galas l'briyais kiyare l'kiv v'sholim v'chal amidas. So says Rabbeinu Yoina, you know what the 10th one was? This Gemara that we just learned. Sanhedrin daf kuf yud aleph amin aleph. That Avram Avinu comes to bury Sarah and he has to handle with the Bnei Ches. And he was in the Haracha Midosov Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The reason this Rabbeinu Yoina is famous is because this Rabbeinu Yoina at first glance is a Pella. Because we know that the Nisyonis went by Hadraga. Started off, so to speak, with easier ones, and then it got a little bit harder. You would have thought that the Akeda would have been the most difficult of all the Nisyonis. Ki ati yadati kirei lekimata. I mean, what else did Avram Avinu have to do after the Nisyon of Akeda? Stating that, what does the Pasuk say? What does Rabbeinu Yoina say? That wasn't the 10th, that was the 9th one. You know what the 10th one was? The 10th one was when he starts handling with the Bnei Ches. How do you make sense of that? How could you understand the Nisayan of handling with the Bnei Ches somehow being a more difficult Nisayan than the Nisayan of the Akedah? But I once saw an unbelievable pshat. There's nothing to talk about in Echos, qualitatively speaking, the Nisayan of the Akedah was a greater Nisayan. But you know, Avram Avinu could have thought after the Nisayan of Akedah that I proved everything I could prove. I accomplished everything I could accomplish. There's nothing else for me to prove anymore. Hashem, I hear you gave me Nisyonis, one after another, but at this point, what else am I supposed to do? So that Avram can live back now, Bikesh, Leishet, B'shalva, and he can have it good. What does HaKadosh Baruch Hu do? He comes back, literally, from the Akedah. He finds out that his wife, Sarah, his Eshes Na'urim, died, and that now he can't even bury her in a land that Hashem promised to him. I just proved everything a man could possibly prove, and you're giving me another Nisayan? So it's that hergish of, what am I supposed to do that Avram Avinu could have had?
And that was the Nisayan. And Ravino passed that Nisayan as well. He did it Vaita Besimcha. Not sure. Yeah. But either way, you can quote it, don't worry about it. Yeah, you heard in the daf. Don't say which daf, but Zok Digamara, Vayimai Moshe, Vayikoid Artso, Vayishtachu. So believe it or not, like everything else in Perek Chelek, we need a little bit of Akdama in order to be able to learn the next three words of Gemara. So the Pasuk says, and we're familiar with all these psukim. The Pasuk says in Parshas Kisiso, after the Cheto Egel, Vayomer, Moshe turns to Hashem and he says, Hareini nok faydecho. I want to see you, Hashem. Hareini nok faydecho. So I'm forwarding. Vayomer, Hashem responds, Lo yisucha liroi says panoi, ki lo yirani adam echai. You can't see me. Because it's not possible for a person to see the covenant of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'chai, and to live. Stating that, says Hashem, Vayomer Hashem, hinei mokim iti, v'nitzavta lapsor, I want you to stand by the tzor, v'hoya, and it will be, bavor kvoidi, when my covet passes, v'samticha b'nikros ha-tzor, v'sakoisi chapi olecha ad ovri, I'm going to cover you until I pass, but once I pass, v'hansiroisi es kapi, I'm going to remove my hand, v'ro'iso es achoiroi, you're going to see my back, ufanai lo yiro, but my front, that you're not going to be able to see. So very interesting exchange in Parshas Kisisa between Moshe and Hashem. When Moshe says, Hareini noz chvoidecho, and Hashem says, Loisucha lira says, Ponai, kilo yiram yod v'choy, stating that, if you want, you can see my back, v'haziroisi es kapi v'ro'iso es achoyrei, ufonai lo yiro. Then the Pasuk says, five psukim later, v'yered Hashem ba'onon, v'yisyatzi v'moshon, v'yikro v'shem Hashem, v'yavar Hashem al'ponu v'yikro, Hashem, Hashem, keo rachum v'chanun, erech ha'payim v'rav chesed v'emes, noitzer chesed lo'alofim, noitzer ovoim v'fesha v'chatov v'naki. So in this Mara, where Moshe Rabbeinu was going to see Hashem from behind, Hashem is Malavich and is Atef, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Betalis, and he starts saying the Yud Gimel Midas HaRachamim. That is this Mara that Moshe Rabbeinu has. And Moshe Rabbeinu hears the Yud Gimel Midas HaRachamim, Vayimaher Moshe. Moshe goes really quickly, Vayikoid Arzo. And he bows down to Hashem. So what's going on here? It says the Gemara, Vayimahir Moshe, Vayikoid Arzo, Vayishtachu. Maro Moshe. What did he see? See, he saw Hashem pass. He sees the Yud Gimel Midos. Says Rabbi Chanina ben Gamlo. But you know which one of the Yud Gimel is? He saw Erech HaPayim Ra. He saw the Mid of Erech HaPayim. And when he saw the Mid of Erech HaPayim, he was so excited that he bows down, Vayikoid Arzo, Vayishtachu. Why? Out of Simcha. Akoras HaToiv. He's giving Haidah to Hashem. He's thanking him for the meat of Erech HaPayim. Because Erech HaPayim means that a person can do Averis, but Hashem is going to be Marachaf. Hashem's not going to punish right away. Rabbanan Ami, just the opposite. Emes Ra'ah. He saw the meat of Emes. Emes is Midas Adin. Emes is true. Emes says that if a person does an Avera, he gets hit by lightning on the spot. That's what Emes is. And he saw that, Vayikoy Da'atze Vayishtachu, not giving Shvach Vayidah. But to the contrary, he was spooked. He was scared. Tanya commanded Omer Chapayim Ra. The time we went to the Brayzik, Shalom, 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 Yisua HaKadosh Baruch Hu writing Erech HaPayim. Om HaLafonov, he says, Rebbeinu Shal Olam, Erech HaPayim LeTzadikim. Erech HaPayim, I assume, is for the Tzadikim. Om HaLoy, no. Hashem says, Aflo Rishon. Even the Rishon, I'm going to have Erech HaPayim. Om HaLoy. So Moshe says, why? Rishon Yevedu. I think the Rishon should be killed. Om HaLoy. So Hashem tells Moshe, Hashtachazis Madi Mibayilach. You're going to remember one day. You're going to regret saying what you just said. When was that day? Shechot Yisrael. When Klal Yisrael sinned by the Cheto Egel or by the Meraglim. Om Aloy. Loi kach amartali Erech HaPayim. Lat Tzadikim. So Moshe starts davening and he says Erech HaPayim. So Hashem tells Moshe, you yourself said Erech HaPayim is for the Tzadikim, not for the Rishon. Om Alefon of Ribbono Shel Olam. It's true. But Loi kach amartali. Didn't you tell me after Rishon? V'hainu d'chsev, that's pshat in the pasuk. V'ato yigdol no koyach Hashem kasher dibarto lemar. Kasher dibarto, you yourself Hashem, you tain it. That Erech HaPayim is even for the Rishon. Thus, you have to be marach after the Rishon. Rav Chago, have a solik, the ozel, bidargo, the bay rabbi bar shit. Shabbat, ahu yinuk to amar. Edoi secho nemnu mo'oid, leveischo no ava koydesh. Hashem, lo'oirech yom. So Rab Chaga is walking up the steps of Rabbi Bar Shaila's Beis Medrash, and he hears a child. He's saying to Tehillim, and he says, "Edoisecha nemnu ma'od leveischa na'ava kodesh, Hashem la'oirech yomim v'samichle tefila la'moisha." What does that mean? This perek Hashem la'oirech yomim is Tehillim perek tzad gimel. V'samichle tefila la'moisha Israel kim is Tehillim perek tzad. And Rashi speaks out what we spoke out from the Radak last week, what Yehuda showed me. Rashi says, Imasachtis Bava Basra, Daf Yudalad Amid Beis, and that is that Perek Tzadik in Tehillim is Tfilah LaMoshe. But really, Moshe didn't only say that one Perek. He said the next 11 Prokim. So Yudalad, which is Yoshe V'Steis Ereliyoy, and Tzadik Beis, which is Mizmah Shiliyeh Mashabas, Tzadik Gimel is Hashem Molech Geus Lovish, Luchunu Ranunel Hashem Noriel Etzuri Shenu. So all those Prokim, we're familiar with all 11 of them. All 11 of those were Tfilah LaMoshe. So Moshe Rabbeinu said, Edoisecha Nemnu Ma'od. When did he say Edoisecha Nemnu Ma'od? Hashem lo erech yamim, which is a play, says the Gemara, on the fact that Hashem is an erech apayim, lo erech yamim. Hashem is willing to hold it in. Amash, mami no erech apayim ra, the idasech nam no ma'od was going on, the lo erech yamim, that's the vayikoid arzo, vayishtochu. Am Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Chanin, also HaKadosh Baruch Hu, yes, Ator B'Rosh, Kol Tzadik V'Tzadik. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in the end of days, is going to be a crown on the head of every tzadik. Shirema, as the Pasuk says, V'hoi b'yei mahu, yi Hashem tzvokois, la teres tzvi, Ulitzfiras Teforo Lishaar Omoy. My Lateritz field fears. People that are Oyser Ritzoinoi, Umetzapim Lishuasai, Yochel Akol. I would have thought everybody, meaning any person that's Oyser Ritzoinoi and Metzapim Yishuasai, he's going to be Zoycha, Hashem is going to be a crown. Says the Gemara, no, Talmud Lema Lishaar Amoy. The last two words of the Pasuk, Misha Eisa Matzmi Kishirayim. Someone that's also humble. But if you're not also humble, not. Uluruach Mishpat, the next Pasuk there. This is Yeshaya Perik Chav Ches. Uluruach Mishpat, La Yoshev Ala Mishpat. That's referring to someone that overcomes his Yetzirah. They get up early. They go to sleep late. Why? Because they're about the kinesis and about the midrashas. It sounds like only people that have these milas, they're going to have a portion of the world to come, or they're going to be zeichet to have Hashem as being a crown on them. Why then? Amar lo. So he responds. V'gam ve'ela bayayin shagu ubashecher to. Paku pliliya, as if to say, because everybody else, even if you otherwise are good, but if you don't have those milas, you're just like someone that's shikar. What does that mean? I'm the marsha, I'm the mafarshim for a psha. But either way, that pasuk means gehenim vein puka el gehenim shenemar lo yisia lochzois lochol puka vein plil el dayonim shenemar v'nosan be plilim exhale. Up to Mishnah Vayter. Anche Iran Nidachas ein lohem chelik l'olam haba. Somebody was a member of Iran Nidachas. He will not have a chelik in olam haba. Meaning Iran Nidachas, we know they were killed. Sayif, all their money was burnt. They themselves are going to not have a chelik in olam haba. Shenema yotzu anoshim dei b'liyal mipikirbecha v'yadichu yosh ve'ira. They don't get killed. Unless the people that convinced the Anshe Ir HaNidachas to become an Ir HaNidachas lived in the city of the Ir HaNidachas. So this is a technical law. Not just that, the Madiach, the persuader or the persuaders would have to be from the same Shevet as the persuadees. You need that the majority of the city did Avodah Zarah. And the Madichim would have to be men. Let's say the Madichim were women or children. Or only a minority of the city did Avodah Zarah. Or the people that were Madichim lived outside of the city. Then we look at each individual that did Avodah Zarah as a Yochid Oved Avodah Zarah. And a Yochid Oved Avodah Zarah is different. That's not Ir HaNidachas. You need that each person that's part of the Ir HaNidachas that's going to be killed, he has to have two Eidim that warrant him specifically with Hasra. Meaning, a Bezundra Hasra, just like if someone's Mechal Shabbos, you can't give a Mises Bez unless they're Eidim Hasra. Each Yochid in the Ir HaNidachas that was over would have to have his own Eidim Vehasra. Says the Mishnah, this is a Chumrah that you have regarding a Yochid that's over the Avodah Zarah, over Rabin that's over. Avodah Zarah. What's the chumrah? Shayichidim beskila lefichach mamoyinam pala. The yachid gets skila. A yachid avid Avodah Zarah gets skila, and it's for that reason that his money isn't destroyed. Vamerubim besayif, but a rabim a Ir HaNidachas gets sayif lefichach mamoyinam avad. That money is going to be taken away as well. Says machlokes of Shimon and Chachamim and Shas the madiche Ir HaNidachas. What oynish they get? But the Ir HaNidachas itself, everybody agrees, gets sayif. Stating that, a yachra over the zara gets skila, and skila is more chama than sayef. So you have a chumra and a yachra over the zara over a rabbim that's over the zara. The yachid gets skila, whereas the rabbim gets sayef. The pasuk says haki sakis yoishvi yira hila fi choref. We learn from there, hachameres vagameles vayveres v'makum l'makum. If somebody punked happened to be staying in a hotel in a city that was nigmar dinoy, that it's an irani dachas, harei matzil anaisoy, they can leave, meaning they're not going to be killed. Hachri moisa ves kol asher ba ves behem tol v'chot. We learn from here, nichsei tzadikim shebetoicha oivdeh. Any nichsei tzadikim that was inside the irani dachas is going to be destroyed. Shebechutzala, but if there was a tzadik that had nechasim outside of an Irani Dachas, it won't be destroyed. Plated. Vishal Rishoyim, whereas a Rosho, Bein Shebetoicha, if he lives in Irani Dachas, whether his possessions are in the city, Bein Shebechusla, or they're outside the city, Reilu Oivdim, they're going to be destroyed. That's Kol Shalala Tikpites, El Teich Rechav, Mele Rechav, if there's no Rechav, Oysel Rechav, you make a Rechav. Hois Rechav, Chutzla, let's say there was a Rechav, but it was outside the city limits. Kainzun Oysel Teich, so they make an extension on the city, they extend the walls of the city, so now the Rechav is going to be inside the city. Vesarafto Ba'isha So'ir, that's Kol Shalala, Kol Hashem Alekecha, Shalala, we learn from the Nivaloisha, Shalala Shamai. So if there was something that was hektish, it wasn't destroyed. Which, by the way, is the lake Rabbi Eliezer, the Gemara is going to say. Because Rabbi Eliezer, of course, holds that the Shlol Shamayim was chayiv to be destroyed. Which means if there were mezuzahs, for example, you'd have to burn the mezuzahs. You can't burn mezuzahs. That's why Irani Dachas Lehoya V'Lehos Elias. We can't amru hakdesh shabay yipadu. If there was hektish inside, you had to be paid. Uchumas, if there was chuma yirkavu, you'd let it rot. Maisa shade, if it kisvei kodesh yigonzu, they'd put into gneisa. Kalu Hashem alekech amrav Shimon. If you make din b'irani dachas, you do what you need to do. Wow. So the irani dachas is like a carbon oila. You can't turn the irani dachas even into ganois upardes. Divrei Rabbi Yose Aglivi, Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Akiva says, "Loi sibane oid v'kamoisha hoisa eno nivnes." Avol nasas iganois upardes. You just can't rebuild it. You can't turn it into a city again. But if you want to make it into ganois upardes, you could. Which, by the way, this is going to be the topic of the last Amid, the very last Gemara in Masech the Sanhedrin, and the Gemara is going to tie this into the story of Achav and Elio and Chiel, who rebuilt Yericho, as a result lost his sons, even though the Gemara now is digressing and is talking about things other than Tanakh, but the Gemara is going to come back to it at the very end of the Masechta. We're going to get right back into hardcore Nach. But either way, V'lo Yidbak B'yodcha Mu'umah Ben Acherim, Shez Kol Zman Sha'Risham Ba'Olam Charein Af Ba'Olam. As long as Rishayim are in the world, is Charein Af Ba'Olam. But Avdu Risham in Ha'Olam, Nistalik Charein Af Minoyim. When the Risham die, there's no Charein Af anymore. That's the idea. But Yidbak B'yodcha Mu'umah Ben Acherim, if you destroy the Rishayim, that you're getting rid of Ra. Because as long as the Risham are in the world, there's Ra in the world. Either way, we just went through a long Mishnah. We went through it quickly, a bunch of bullet points, halachas regarding Irani Dachas, all of which the Gemara is going to discuss in detail. But before we end, just one final ha'ara, a short ha'ara. And that is, so we had this idea, we've had it many times. A yachid ha'ovid avoy dezara is chayev skilo. A rabbim that's ovid avoy dezara is chayev sayev. So we once spoke out in the daf. B'shem Rab Aaron, the Rosh Hashiva, Rab Aaron Kotler, who said that, what's the pshat? It doesn't make sense. It's hepech hasvara. How could the yachid ha'oved avodah zara be more chomer than the rabbin that's oved avodah zara? See, he said, you're missing the point. You want to know why an irani dachas, a rabbin that's oved avodah zara, gets saif? Is because we find sometimes that yidin, as yechidin, did averus. They were oved avodah zara. But that a rabbin, Klal Yisrael as an ummah, should be oved avodah zara, that's something that's not Jewish. That's something that's unheard of. You know what happens if an entire city is oved avodah zara? They need a Messiah because a ben noyach is need a Messiah. If they acted like ben noyach, we're going to punish them and we're going to treat them like bnei noyach. They're not nidei b'sayif in the sense that we're downgrading their misa. Why would we downgrade their misa? It makes no sense. If a yochid is chayiv skilo, why should the rabbim not be chayiv skilo? The reason they're getting sayif is because they're acting like goy. They're acting like bnei noyach. Einam Yehudim. And an Einam Yehudi that's chayiv misa, kol misas bnei noyach is b'sayif. That's why they got sayif. So we spoke to that in the daf. Ephraim Rudolph texted me a beautiful Maramachim. He told me to take a look in the Das Kain and Bali Toisvis and Parshas Kisisa, Perek Lamed Beis, Posig Chof. The context over there is the Chet HaEgel. And Rashi says, Sholosh Misais Nidoinu Sham. That if you take a look, you go through the Parsha of the Chet HaEgel properly, you'll see that there were three Misais, just like we had by that Das Kairach. There were the Bluim, there were the Srufim, and then there were those that died with the Magefa. Says, so too by the Eagle, there were three forms of Misa. Says Rashi, Sholosh Misais Nidoinu Sham. if a person worshipped the ego with Edom and Asra, Besayif, he was killed Besayif. Kemishpat anche ir anidachas, Shahin Merubin. Because this was a rive, the Yidden that did the Egel. Eidin b'loy hasra b'magefa, shenema v'yigoyf Hashem esa'a. Loy Eidin v'loy hasra b'hadroikon. Shabbat k'mamayim, that was the water that they drank, v'tzavu b'tneyem, like the soita. That's what Rashi says. Freik toisvis, in daskein and balei, toisvis, v'kosha. I don't understand Rashi. Rashi says that the gather of Sayef was, because the ego was Avodah Zarah, it was a rabbin, and therefore they were punished like Yair Nidachas. Im came for Ektoisus, Yehei Mamoinam Ovad. Their money should be destroyed as well. Why wasn't their money destroyed? The Yishloimah says, Toisus, I think Pshat Nalakrash. Shenidoinu Besayef, not Kedin Yair Nidachas, but Kedin Bnei Noyach. The Amrinu B'Sanhedrin, Shedinu Besayef. It's a Mefurish of Toisus. That the Yidden, when they sinned by the Chet Ego, they were Dinam Kibnei Noyach. Why? They were Yidden. This was after Matan Torah. Why were they Kibnei Noyach? The reason they were Kibnei Noyach is they acted like Bnei Noyach. You act like a Ben Noyach, you Nidim Kibnei Noyach.